Network Marketing 2.0, episode 075. For show notes, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. Today on this episode, I want to talk to you about free network marketing leads. As a matter of fact, normally I prepare a little bit of notes when I'm about to do this episode, this 5 to 10 minute episodes. However, when I see free network marketing leads, I have a ton of information I want to share with you, a ton of warnings, a ton of insights to share with you when it comes to free network marketing leads specifically. Everybody wants something for free, but no one wants to sell things for free, you know. No one wants to offer themselves up very cheaply. And I want to recommend that you don't offer yourself up very cheaply, because you are a businessman, a businesswoman, an entrepreneur, and you have value to bring to the table. And if all you're looking to do is acquire things for free, the bad news here is that you may end up struggling for too long, because you're going to attract what you focus on. There's nothing wrong with keeping your cost low in business. There's a difference between keeping your cost low in business. There's a difference between that and actually looking for free network marketing leads. Actually looking to attract leads for free. You can keep your cost low. You can start low. I get it. I totally get it. Because obviously the lower your cost, the bigger your net profit is. But sometimes if you focus too much on that, just like everything else in life, if you focus too much on just free, right? As an entrepreneur specifically, chances are you're going to end up paying more. Chances are that behavior is going to cost you a lot more than actually focusing on return on investment, than focusing on investment mindset, then focusing on actually building a business. See, every business will come with a cost, especially marketing cost, if you want to acquire new customers. If you don't want to depend on friends and family, if you don't want to end up chasing people around town to become your client, you are going to end up struggling. I'm going to give you an example. Okay, I have a gentleman who gave me a handshake, okay, and wanted to do business with me, wanted me to help him in consulting and in some done-for-you marketing. Normally, I charge an upfront fee for that situation, but, you know, I kind of like deemed him a good client to have, because I felt like it would attract even a lot more colleagues of his if I help him or four times or 10x his business. I felt like if I can help him, it will bring me more business. So I decided to, you know what, there's an exception to every rule. Let me bend that rule a little bit. So I was like, you know what, I'll just make royalties off of every sales you make. Well, guess what happened? Because I sold myself cheap on that situation, he ended up wasting my time. So there's still a chance he will call me, but because I've seen that before, people end up calling me. But the point here is that if you don't value your time, okay, if you don't value your time, that's the only time when you start valuing free network marketing leads, okay? When you value your time, if your time has value to you in your mindset, regardless of how broke, how much money you think you don't have right now, when you have value for your time, you suddenly stop chasing after free leads for your business. You find ways to come up with the right capital so you can invest properly, so you can move your business faster, because time, right? Faster time, right? Because time is much more valuable than any other resources you have in this world. You know why, right? Because every second that passes by, you can't get it back. That's why I love this idea of doing this podcast, because those that want to listen in to me on a daily basis can literally listen to me on demand anytime they want in their car as you're driving, and I can still add value to your life. Does that make sense? So when you really start to value your time, you stop looking for free network marketing leads. And when you stop looking for free network marketing leads and start investing into your business, then you will attract some free network marketing leads by default, because your forces in this universe will be so high that people get attracted to you even when you're not really looking for them. See, I get free network marketing leads all the time. I do get to attract a lot of people that I'm not necessarily spending money from the channel they're coming from. That's because of the forces of my giving value into the world, and also not waiting for free network marketing leads before I create business. See, I never have to wait for any client. I have the ability to go out there into the marketplace and make it happen, generate leads whenever I feel like it, even if it's going to cost me some money. As long as I'm making more money than I'm spending, then I'm in profit, then I can be in this business long term sustainably, as against my competitions that are still looking for free network marketing leads. So I just want to give you some insights on that, and be careful, all right? So hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next2 Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.